It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think this is very good stuff. We got some breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Steph Curry's not playing tonight.
What?
Steph Curry is not playing tonight in Miami. Went through his workout with the team yesterday, as we know, and afterwards reported that he did not quite feel ready to rock. So with a couple more off days on tap after this one tonight, instead the Warriors will look, with fingers crossed, to the game in New Orleans on Friday night. Steph Curry will not play in Jimmy Butler's return to Miami.
The pelvic bruise not quite fully healed, and they do have, what, two more off days before you get ready for the next game, which will be Friday. So, yeah, it comes down to Dr. Rick Celebrini, and he went through a big workout yesterday and a shoot-around today, and you get through it, and he's not ready to go. So, yeah, it's an easy decision to make.
It's an easy call to make, but I know what you mean, and right. You're not wrong. But I guarantee you that this was probably made with a little bit of a grimace from Steph Curry. We know that Steve Kerr said, look, he flew out there on Monday to Miami purposefully, worked out yesterday, and really, quote, wanted to be there for Jimmy for this big game. And so I'm sure Steph put everything he had into being ready. But, yeah, you gotta make the good decision. And that brings up the nerves a little bit in the standings as well. This is I really believe, like, this gets lost in all of the Jimmy return stuff. This is a huge game. This is a huge week for the Warriors. The Timberwolves cooperated last night. They lost. The Lakers lost last night. The Grizzlies have tough action tonight. The Clippers lost that game on Sunday. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, and the Warriors have a little opportunity for some breathing room, just a slight window of breathing room if they win this game tonight. So this is a monster, and they got to do it without their top guy.
And they have benefited by the fact that everyone around them, and I'm going to borrow from the TJ Houshmandzadeh, pause, because all above and below them, it's been loss. Like, the only win streaks right now, OKC, 6 in a row. The Phoenix Suns, left for dead,
four
in a row.
Yep.
Houston, Denver, LA, Memphis, Golden State, Clippers, Minnesota, and Sacramento, all coming off a loss or multiple losses. So, yeah, the Warriors not benefiting by the fact that they're coming off a loss, but all around them, no one else is really cooking except for Phoenix.
No, I mean, your scoreboard watching tonight is the Grizzlies are in Utah. That's probably a win.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Grizzlies are weird, and then the Rockets are home to Atlanta. It feels like a night where those who are involved in this whole chase are big favorites, bigger than the Warriors are. That number, by the way, was it 5.5?
With the Warriors?
Yeah, we're efforting finding what it's gone to next. Where I go, it's off the board. Lucas says on FanDuel it went down 2 points to 3.5. But anyway, here we go. This one just got, I guess, through one lens, a lot more interesting,
right?
Or maybe a lot tougher. But it's one that the Warriors need.
They need them all. I mean, they don't need all of the 11, but you need to win a good majority of them. And you're sitting here at 41-30, and we talked about, you know, 48. Would 48 wins be enough? Well, it might be. 49 feels really secure. 50, I think you're in as a top six. 50 wins would mean you wind up going 9-2 the rest of the way.
Yeah, that
seems a little spicy.
That's asking a lot.
7-4 gets you to 48 wins. I think that's probably more likely. But again, you look at the ones that you should win. Tonight is not a should win anymore. On the road, if you're only favored by 3.5 or whatever it winds up as, that's not a should win.
Maybe not a should, but it's stronger than a could. Like, I mean,
well, there's no it's could not a,
it's
anymore.
Not a, well, it's not a coin flip. You if you're not going to use the word should, what would you use? Because they're the better team.
Well,
they're favored.
You're favored. On the road, right?
They're supposed to.
I guess in that you're favored, but the favorites aren't 82-0.
You know,
like just because you're favored doesn't mean you win.
No, it's not a runaway, but you're the better basketball team. They've won, what, one time in the last 3 or 4 weeks of playing basketball.
They've won one in a row.
You're the better team. You're not desperate, but like I think anytime a prideful team comes off of what they feel was an embarrassing loss, you get a better effort. You get a more focused effort. Then add in the Jimmy Butler part of all of this. You're going to get...
Add in the rest as well.
Yeah, you're going to... Exactly. You should get a pretty focused group tonight.
Yeah.
And, minus Steph Curry. But it's, you know, I look at that game like we talked about when they were dogs against Milwaukee last week and Steph didn't play. I'm like, they have plenty to go win a basketball game. They just have to play the right way.
Well, think about your Wednesday morning feeling or Wednesday afternoon when we get on the air. If we get on the air tomorrow and they will have lost, you're going to feel disappointed. If they would have won tonight, you're going to feel, good win without Steph Curry.
Solid win.
So that's a good way to look at it. Instead of using should, could, might, or would, or the rest of it, how will you feel tomorrow at 1:48 in the crossover if they are now 0-2 on the trip versus... Yeah, they beat Miami without Steph Curry.
Anybody wants to react to Steph Curry being out tonight for the game in Miami, you can do that at 888-957-9570. We're also having some fun with the idea as Jimmy Butler goes to get booed tonight in Miami. Who could come back to the Bay? Anybody who played here before could come back to the Bay who would get you to buy a ticket and go boo tonight. I've got a good one. The text line sent in maybe an even better one. We'll unveil those in a moment, but let's start with Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, Marky Mark? And my personal radio goat, Dan Dibbers Dibley. Yeah. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Have a good day?
Pretty good.
Great day.
Really good day.
All right, excellent. It's beautiful out, isn't it?
It's perfect.
The rain's finally gone. It's warming up.
It'll be back tomorrow.
I don't want to spoil. I feel like I know who maybe you're going to say. But I'll leave that for you. I want to throw a couple of names out there for you, if that's all right. So one guy, he's not on a team yet, and he may never be on a team again, but if our fan base ever comes in contact with Devondre Campbell again,
there you go.
I mean, that's going to be louder than when we score a touchdown.
Chris, that's the one. That's
saying?
The one that I saw one of our listeners text in, 707 texted it in, so thank you for that. I want to give them credit, too. I hadn't thought of that one, and that's a great one, but you're right. He might be done playing.
Yeah, no, and hey, great minds think alike. So I wasn't the one that texted in, but he popped in my brain. And then there's one other wide receiver I'll let you guys talk about. And then I got two giants for you. A.J. Pierzynski,
sure.
The penultimate D-bag. And then you got Jeff Kent, greatest hitting second baseman I ever saw. But,
oh.
I mean, that guy just went around with a chapped ass and, you know, fighting teammates. He went to Houston when they were still in the National League. And then he's a Southern California boy at heart, and it just – I hated him when he was on the Dodgers to end his career. So those are my three guys for you. Love you, gentlemen. Let's have a wonderful rest of the show. Yeah. No Warriors tonight.
Hey, Chris, before you leave, what's your prediction? Who am I about to say?
I want to say 19 problems, Deebo Samuel.
Okay, all right. Interesting. Okay, Chris, thank you very much,
Chris,
for the call.
I actually was thinking about Deebo earlier today.
A lot of people hit us with Deebo.
Well, and I
would not.
That's
boo.
A hard one for me.
I would not boo Deebo Samuel.
I wouldn't either, but all. I was thinking about it in terms of Niner fans, and I could see where some fans would feel a little bit,
well,
a little unhappy with the way it all ended, and you know, I wouldn't boo him. I don't think that it rises to the A.J. Pierzynski level.
Not at all.
And the guy that you're going to throw out here in moments, yeah. I don't think it rises to that level.
Deebo, first of all, I get it. Anytime somebody requests a trade, it's hard for fans. But again, I'm trying to do my best here to let people know this was not like other trade requests. I really think that this was a mutual type of a conversation of like, hey, Deebo, we need you to take a lot less money. Debo's like, I'd really prefer not to do that. And they went, okay, why don't you go find a new home and we'll be a part of that. Like, that's the vibe that whole thing felt like to me. And all Deebo has done since that moment is compliment Kyle Shanahan and the organization and 49er fans. He did it again at his Commanders press conference last week. He has been very classy. He has said nothing but nice. That man put his body out there in absolutely unconscionable ways constantly for 49er football. I have nothing bad to say about Deebo Samuel.
Agreed. I do think that the way last year went was a little unfortunate for him.
Sure.
Through his podcast and media appearances, and you know, he talking about how he needs the ball and then he gets it thrown to him and he drops it, and you know, there were a lot of things about his year that were a little unsavory for fans, but I agree with you about the way he left and the way the coaching staff talked about him when he left. I don't think that it rises to that same level for me. Anyway, now the Devondre Campbell one, that's an easy one, and I had totally forgotten about that. Sure. I don't think that he will play football again, so that kind of makes it a little bit easier, but yeah, absolutely he'd be boo-worthy.
All right, you ready?
I've been waiting.
Dude, get me a ticket to Blake Snell's first start at Oracle Park. Blake Snell. Get me a ticket to Blake Snell when the Dodgers are here at Oracle Park. And you will see me do something that I don't normally do. I won't do it from the press box. Get me a ticket so that I can boo Blake Snell. I thought that experience was just an absolute fork in the ear when you really look back on it. And I say that knowing that Blake actually, when he pitched at an unbelievable level. He threw a no-hitter.
Yeah, one of only 18 in franchise history.
He threw a no-hitter. But the bottom line is layered. And here it is. First of all, he is a Los Angeles Dodger now, which already qualifies him. You're automatically qualified for boos if you put that uniform on. All right, that's number one. But number two, if we look back at the year from signing very late to then answering the question of why'd you choose the Bay Area and saying, it doesn't really matter where I play. I don't give a rip. Okay? Which is kind of like, eh. And then slow playing your return from multiple injuries. You've pointed to him tapping out at the end of the year and not taking the mound. And then let's go further to things that, let's just say I've heard from those close to the organization that Blake Snell, every time it was his turn to pitch, he made it about Blake Snell. He did not make it about winning the baseball game. He tapped out of games before the team wanted him to at times. Just a very, very odd experience. And looking back at other parts of his career, remember that video game live stream thing he did during COVID when he started talking about money and I'm not showing up for this, that, or the other? Like, I just think Blake's not a bad guy. He's just a me guy. Blake is about Blake. And his experience with the Giants was not a good one. Now he has chosen to be a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I have absolutely no guilt whatsoever in unleashing on him when he returns.
I would love to see you boo him because you're not a boo guy, and I don't know if there's anyone that you have ever booed or who you've booed in a long time.
Oh, sure.
You're 50. Like, when you were younger, maybe I could see you getting a little bit of the red behind and getting after somebody.
You want to know the biggest moment I ever booed in my entire sports fandom life?
Candy Maldonado?
No, it was not Candy Maldonado. I do have, listen, I have a policy. I refuse to boo people who are still wearing the uniform for which we root. I won't do it. That's a right, no right. from me, dog.
That's fair.
I will not.
You won't boo your own guys.
I'm not booing. No. Even
will
if
you
I don't,
boo an owner?
Yeah, absolutely. That's fine.
Did you boo Joe Lacob in that night when Chris Mullin retirement?
No.
I wasn't there either.
No, I did not do that.
I was
did
at
not
home.
Do that. No, the biggest boo that I ever uncorked was when, and I apologize for fans of a certain age who won't remember this, but the Giants had a center fielder for a number of years, really good leadoff hitter. His name was Brett Butler.
Brett Butler, yeah.
Brett Butler.
Former Dodger.
And, well, there you go. So, Brett was a Giant for a long time and a pretty successful one.
Go Dodgers.
And then became a free agent, and he signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers the next year. That in and of itself is not the worst thing that's ever happened in life. But the way he handled opening day the following year ticked me off. Brett, as you know, on opening day, they announce the whole starting lineup and they come out to the baselines and they all line up and everybody does, like, all the pomp and circumstance. Well, Brett Butler gets to the point where they're doing the actual lineup for that day and he's the leadoff hitter. So when he gets announced, he heads out, and who's waiting right next to him? That bleepity, bleepity, bleep, Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, you love him.
My least favorite human on the planet.
That's a stretch.
Well, not on the planet anymore. But anyway, Brett goes out there, and instead of just doing what the players do, just give the manager a little dap up, a little handshake, turn around and get in line. He does this Bronx cheer, sarcastic, over-the-top, big bear hug, and kind of like waves at the fans in this sort of like, I'm a Dodger now kind of a way. I lost my voice.
Oh, no.
I couldn't boo loud enough. That was the biggest boo moment that I have ever had.
Man.
Yeah.
That's an old-school boo moment. We're going back to the...
Yeah, what year was that?
Well, he played from 81 to 97, so I'd imagine this was probably 95. Oh, no, 91.
When did he start with the Dodgers?
91.
91, all right.
He was only a Giant for 3 years.
I was 16 years old.
Yeah, World Series Giants team.
Probably first 89. Game. First game I ever drove myself to.
91.
Yeah.
You're probably 18.
16.
Oh, you were born in 75, that's right. Yeah, because you're 50 now.
Yeah.
Man.
Turned 16 in January and then bought a ticket to opening day and went down there and mothered you-know-what-ed Brett Butler.
Yeah.
That was the plan. Yeah.
And you let him have it. I don't know if he's ever been the same. Still with us, by the way. 67.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And flies.
It sure does.
Yeah.
It sure does. Anyway, but you're right. Yeah, normally I'm not into it.
No.
But this year, with kind of the vibe that the Dodgers have created, I'm not going to boo Conforto, whatever. But like Blake Snell, I'm going to boo Blake Snell.
A little bit different. Yeah. Blake Snell made 20 starts as a Giant, one of which was a no-hitter, 5-3 in his 1 year with the Giants. And I wonder about tonight and Jimmy Butler. Will the Heat fans boo Jimmy Butler? And I was struck today, Mark, and I want to ask you this about what Jimmy said when he said, yeah, you know, everything's 50-50, although this one might have been 51% my fault,
yeah,
49% the Heat's fault. I wonder about Klay Thompson and his departure from the Warriors. Ooh. Because the way it's been portrayed, and I will include us and fans and many people around the organization, it feels like fans think that Klay Thompson's departure was probably 85% Clay, grumpy, shot hunting, I want more money, I want out of here, and 15% the Warriors organization. And so I was thinking about that today on my drive in. I wonder where, like, fans honestly would place that, because it feels to me like Clay's getting more of a bad rap for the way it all ended.
Well, that's interesting, though, because he already had his return game. And his return game was marked by, I mean, you and I, people don't know this, because it's radio, not just the captain hats. We still, to this day, and for those of you faithful 95.7 The Game listeners who came out and did this and signed that picture of Klay Thompson in the captain's hat at the parade, that thing is still in here. That thing is posted up right here in the corner of our studio, and we look at it every day. There are only, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. There are 7 different human heads that are posted here in this studio, okay? It is the 6 hosts of this station, except for actually one of them doesn't work here anymore, and we haven't put the new one up yet.
No.
Let's get on that. But anyway, he still kind of works here sometimes. But Spadoni is not here, okay? And it's Clay. That's it. That's who's in this studio. There's not one person that even thought about booing when Klay Thompson came back to Chase Center.
Right. I guess that's not my full question. My question is more about where do fans place the blame for Klay leaving? Because it feels like the narrative is Klay was unhappy, Klay wanted a lot of money, the team wanted to keep him, but ultimately Klay wanted to go out and do his own thing.
We listen to reports. We don't know how true they are, but the report is that what we all feel was a very fair, as it turns out, history would probably suggest too fair of an offer was given to Klay Thompson at the beginning of the year, and he didn't want it. And he turned it down and then went out to prove that he's not worth $24 million a year anymore, signed for $17 million a year, and doesn't really look like he's worth that either. I mean, not that he's like a bad player or anything, but Klay is not a 2 anymore. Klay's not even a 3 anymore. Klay is a good, you know, 12 to 16 points, can knock down a 3 plus kind of a 3 and sometimes D guy. And that's where he is.
Circumstances have changed who he is.
Right. That doesn't mean that's how we feel about the guy, because he's such a champ for his years here. But I think that, like, the way you're stating it, I think that Warrior fans look at it that way, because it's sort of been proven that He wasn't worth more than what the Warriors were trying to offer. So the Warriors were right to handle it the way they did. I think that's how most fans feel.
Yeah, I just was wondering, because, you know, Jimmy Butler's saying it's 51% him and 49% the Heat. I was just thinking about other Bay Area departures, and you're right. Klay Thompson was never and will never be booed in this arena no matter what. Even if Klay Thompson was to wind up as a Laker, I still don't think that he would get booed.
No, but that would be hard.
It would be very hard.
I don't like that idea at all.
Well, and at least there was a stop before that, if it goes that way,
I guess.
When I think about Brian Wilson, was he ever booed? And as much as he is a brash personality, and he became a Dodger right away.
Sergio Romo.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it happens. Like, you still have to kind of be, I think you have to be kind of at the height of your game. Like, Shaq went and played for Boston. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Phoenix.
Boston.
Right.
Like, how did the Laker fan feel when Shaq is suddenly playing for Boston? But he was a shadow of himself.
And he was already a Magic before he was a Laker.
Correct.
And a Heat. Or was he a Heat after?
It was the Heat after. Yeah.
Before Boston?
The Lakers, the Heat was next. Boston was like with Phoenix and Cleveland, where it was like, felt like you were there for 7 minutes at the very, very tail end of his career. But anyway. All right. Jimmy Butler is back in Miami. Steph is not playing tonight. We're going to dive fully into Warriors Live and get to everything that is on tap for us here coming up next as we get started. I want to remind you of a couple things. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're thrilled to have Laughing Monk along with us here for our ride at 95.7 The Game. Laughing Monk, great place to go watch games. Great food, great drink. You can go check it out tonight. We're also sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types welcome. Warriors Live is next on Willard and Dibs.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.